Welcome, everybody. It is that time again. Welcome, everybody. It is that time again. This is Aaron, the legal guy, just talking business. We're here every single Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I am glad and blessed to be doing this show today. Today is a good day. We're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about things that I am passionate about. And I'm going to try to do this as best I can with the technology that we have. So get ready. I already got some Facebook messages coming in already. What is Dorian saying? I went to your Facebook page. All right. Okay, thank you, Dorian, for doing that. If you're listening to the show, I appreciate you. I will go and find it. I appreciate that. Listen, you guys, first thing I want to say as I'm getting a lot of my tools together, because we got a lot of stuff going on, guys. We got a lot of stuff going on, and I am excited about it. And I am learning to multitask right now and get things done right now in an effective manner for you, because the listening audience, you guys bring a lot to the table, and I so appreciate you guys listening in every single week. And I'm going to put this out there because I know recently we've had some technical difficulties with the station. So if you had plugged in, I think yesterday we had some challenges, and I do apologize in advance for those challenges. But we're overcoming it. We're here today, and I'm excited to be here today. But we've had some things going on with the station, and again, I want to apologize in advance. If you tuned in and we weren't there, there was some dead air or of any nature, we just apologize. You know, it's the digital age. Sometimes it's your friend, and sometimes it is not. But today, hopefully, it is your friend. I'm excited to be here. As you can probably tell in my voice, I got a lot of stuff going on personally, and we have a lot of stuff going on in the industry that I belong to, and there's quite honestly a lot of stuff going on, to be transparent, right here with our radio show. But it's all good, it's all exciting, and I'm glad once again you're tuning in to Aaron the Legal Guy, Just Talking Business, right here once again. And, it's amazing how when you line stuff up with the right things and you line yourself up with God, how many awesome things can happen, right? I mean, it's so awesome. I've just been out in the marketplace thinking, you know, I'm working for myself and helping others. And ended up, there was people out there looking for me, not for me personally, but looking for what I do. And I had two individuals, as I was talking to a potential client, they were, as we call it back in the neighborhood, they were ear hustling. I give you guys this space because I know a lot of you are laughing right now, and you can't hear really good when you're laughing. But they was ear hustling our conversation. But it ended up that I'm gonna be able to help these two young men as well. One of them, wife had two successful businesses. The last one was a in-home daycare, and she lost it. All right, get this, guys, listeners. She lost it because she didn't have a lot of her legal stuff in the right place to protect it. And you guys hear me say it all the time. That's one of the magical pillars is the legal. You have to have law if you're going to be in business, right? The other three are you got to have money, you got to have marketing, and you got to have whatever it is, you know, and marketing meaning people, and you have to have what it is you're doing, selling, or providing. But law is so important. And here she had a successful business that when she got divorced, the ex-husband was able to kind of sabotage her business. And quite honestly, because she didn't have it set up. And she understands that now. So they're getting ready to go into a third business again, but they want to set it up the right way. So I, you know, passed out cards, got phone numbers, do some follow-up, and I'm going to set appointments for them as well. But let me tell you guys, there's another one too. But before I do that, let me announce this. Don't forget, Saturday and Sunday. Y'all know what I'm about to talk about. Saturday and Sunday. Matter of fact, I would take Friday through Monday off. I'd come in a day early and fly out late Sunday, all right? You can't take Monday. I'll fly out late Sunday. Take Friday, fly, come in Friday. Where are you going to come into? You want to come into Reno, Nevada. You know, I should be taping this. I'm going to try that, you guys. Bear with me for a second. I'm going to tape myself, videotape myself doing the radio show. Then I'm going to figure out how to edit it to put pieces of it back on the radio show or back on Facebook. This is some good stuff. And I could give myself some background and all that, but I'm not. I don't have time. So here we go in 3, 2, 1. We getting ready to have some fun with Aaron and Lee Guy just talking business right here at Faces of Success Radio. I'm excited to be here every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to talk about we're taking over Reno, Nevada. We are taking over Reno, Nevada on June the 4th. And June the 5th. That's a Saturday and Sunday. I say come in on Friday. Hang out with us. But June the 4th and 5th, 2016, we got the old school celebrity reunion dinner and awards ceremony at the Grand Sierra Resort Crystal Ballroom. You do not want to miss it. You know, call in now. Get your stuff reserved. That number is what? 866-458-5523. Call in that number. Get your stuff reserved. We have some special room rates. It's going to be so much wonderful things going on. Evelyn Champagne King, she's going to be there performing. You know, it's going to be awesome. Richie Rich from L.A. Dream Team, he's going to be present. We're giving away, awards. We got some special recognition that we're giving from some of our past brothers like Robert Brookins and Mr. Marvin Gaye. So you want to be there in Reno, Nevada, on that day to enjoy that event. It's going to be fantastic. So be there. We're going to go ahead into our my radio commercial clip for it in a second here, if I can pull it up. And you're probably seeing it really blasting all over Facebook now because a lot of us other Faces of Success radio DJs, we're really excited doing it because all of us are going to be there. So we're going to be walking the red carpet. Y'all can come out and meet us. You're hearing us. Hopefully you're tuning into the other shows at facesofsuccessradio.com. You get to hear the other DJs like Eddie Jones and myself and Gail. I mean, we got so many on the roster. It's amazing. So every time you tune in to facesofsuccessradio.com, you're going to hear a really good show. And it doesn't matter what your music preferences are. We have them. Now, unfortunately, my show, I don't play a lot of music on my show. But I can do that. And as a matter of fact, we might start doing that once I can get GL back here on a regular and you guys continue to pray for him because his wife is going through some medical issues. The cancer is trying to come back and she's fighting that off. So please pray for my brother GL and his wife, Ms. Giddings, as she works through that, and pray for him too, because you know he's you know the frustrations and you know the staying up late at night and going the back and forth and still trying to work a job, still trying to build a business, still considering helping me with a lot of the input on the radio show and with our businesses that we have together. He's got a lot on his shoulders, so continue to pray for that brother as we pay for his wife and the doctors and the hospitals and the medications and everything that they're going through. But we're going to be ripping it up in June, all right? So what's the topic today? The topic today is I really wanted to get into some of the things that business owners face on a regular basis. I wanted to go there with that today. And I think a lot of the legal situations like this gentleman I'm talking about, you know, His wife lost her entire business, successful business, simply because she wasn't set up legally in the right way. Now, I'm not saying that we're the do-all, cover-all, win-all with our services, because our services really is, it's a lawyer. A lawyer is a lawyer is a lawyer, right? And they say jokingly, a good lawyer is the one that knows the judge, right? But everything boils down to, are you asking the right questions, you know, so you can set yourself up appropriately so things don't happen? So I have a study here that was done for those in the viewing audience. I'm putting it up on the screen. It's called Legal Needs for Small Businesses. And I'm going to kind of, my topic today is what are the legal needs of the small businesses that are out there in the marketplace. And if anybody is interested and wants to jump in on this conversation, please do. You know, I got the number. The number is wide open for you to do that. I'm rearranging my screen so that I can see everything that I need to see. So if callers call in, I can go ahead and see you dialing in, and I can do accordingly to get you on the air with me. But feel free to dial in if you're online listening right now. Dial in a 718-664-6324, and then you'll be in the queue, and I'll be able to bring you in to the show. Or you call me on the phone at 336-782-8858, and heck, I'll three-way in on that, or Facebook phone call me if you want to. I don't care. And it'll just get on the line, and we can talk about this, because some of you out there, if you're listening, and I hope you are, you've had legal challenges, you know, with your business. And I'd like to hear some stories if you had some legal challenges affect your business. Be a caller. Call in, you know, because I want to help you with that. I want to discuss it, because don't think that it's only happening to you, right? It could be happening to your neighbor, your neighbor's business. Somebody else on the line that's listening to the show, could be happening to them. Or it may help them. It may help them as they're growing and developing their business. So, you know, don't be afraid to call in and talk to us about this topic. So what I have here is the legal needs of small businesses. And this was a study. Let me tell you about the study, okay? This study of small businesses in the U.S. was conducted over the Internet, right? There's a little disclaimer. This is about it. A sample of owners and top executives of small businesses with 1 to 250 employees. Now, that right there is a wide range of businesses, right? Because there's millions and millions of businesses out there that range from 1 to 250 employees, right? So make sure, you know, that we understand who our target market was. And I apologize, I got a text message that's coming in. Because I'm trying to, I sent a message out for folks to call in, and I just got one in. She's going to be calling in. All right. Okay. Let me just tell her. Okay. So, and this is what live radio station is all about, especially when I don't have a full team, you know, like Steve Harvey got a full team. So he got people that can do these things. I ain't got that yet. Right. Yet. But back to this. So 1 to 250 employees is done over the internet, has drawn from the executive advisory board decision analysis online panel of managers, executives, directors, and owners of smaller businesses. Panelists were invited to by email to the screening survey, and those who qualified were invited to decision analysis dial survey website to participate in the study. All right. Let's see. I lost my spot. Sorry. Participating in the study, a total of 1,007 were interviewed and completed the online from May the 2nd through March the 14th. May the 2nd through May the 14th, 2013, statistically variation is 3%. Okay, so that number again is 718-664-6324 if you want to call in live, or call me on my phone at 336-782-8858. Now, let me tell you a little about the company that did the survey. Decision Analysis is one of the largest marketing researches, search and analytical consulting firms in North America, and serves on an array of Fortune 500 companies around the world. The firm specializes in strategy research, product testing, advertising testing, and marketing optimizations using advanced simulation techniques. The firm is headquartered in Dallas, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So this wasn't done by some Mickey Mouse company. This was a real survey. We call it a white paper. It qualifies to be called a white paper, which if you look up what a white paper is in the business world, it's not a white piece of paper, right? It is the most credited document that you can find. They call it a white paper. If it is called a white paper, that means it's a very credited document. So let's get started. Legal Needs of Small Business survey shows that America's smallest businesses, those with 250 employees or less, face a variety of legal issues. Mostly they do it alone, right? See, and that's what I'm talking about, the four pillars. Most of them don't have access. They don't want to set aside the money for that. So when an emergency happens, they got a real problem. So let's say legal issues, when, not if. Small business surveys reveal that an outstanding number of small business owners face legal issues. Look at more than 13 million, or nearly 60% of all small businesses, have experienced significant legal events in the past 2 years. That's a lot, right? That's significant issues in the last 2 years. And we need to do something about that. And they cited them from being, you know, here, matter of fact, the 10 legal issues faced by most small businesses are these. And here's, I mean, we all know this. Debt collection, right? They start down a path, and then something doesn't go right, and they got to collect. Matter of fact, hang on a second, guys. We got a caller in. I just want to get this caller on the line and put them in the staging area. So hold on a second. And we're going to do that. Then we're going to continue on with the legal needs of the small business owner. Just give me 1 second to get them live on the line. The system is running a little slow today. Let's see. I'm going to try and click it. All right, now it's working. Caller from area code 510, last 48265. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. And thank you and welcome to Aaron, the Legal Guy, Just Talking Business. Our topic today, if you missed it, is legal needs of small businesses. I got a study here in front of me, a research study, a white paper. It was conducted by Decision Analysis. That obviously was commissioned by our company, Legal Shield, one that I represent. So I'm going to go ahead and follow through with this. You and me, the only ones on the line right now. So feel free, if when you hear a pause in my voice like this, at that pause, if there's something you want to interject, feel free to interject. This is an open conversation, and I appreciate you calling in to listen in today, but right now we're going to talk about, on the front end of the show, we're going to talk about the legal needs of small businesses. And I want to stick it to the legal needs. You know, we don't want to go off count and, you know, talk about marketing needs or investment needs, or we want to stick it to legal needs. Okay, caller?
All righty.
And matter of fact, not to be rude, I apologize. What is your name, caller?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, welcome to the show. This is Aaron, the Legal Guy, Just Talking Business. Now, let's get into this, guys. I was going to tell you the top legal issues facing small businesses. And if you're a small business owner out there listening, you know, man, get a notepad and write these things down, or you'll probably say, yep, that's happened to me. Debt collections, and none of these are prioritized in orders. These are just 10 things. All right. Contract review, document review, contractor, small or supplier disputes. I couldn't get that word out. Internet security breaches. Product liability issues. Product liability issues. Employment theft. Tax audits. Employee confidentiality issues. And threats of consumer lawsuits. Now, those are 10 things that decision analysis, they say, you know, debt collection was the most frequently cited legal problem, with 22% reporting having had trouble collecting money owed to them. I bought a car from a corner lot out in Sacramento, and the gentleman was, he was perfect. You know, he helped me out. He got what I wanted and the price that I needed. He even financed, through him. You know, didn't need a bank approval or anything. These were used cars. He had a system to where he went and bought cars from the auction lots. He got them really cheap. He had a mechanic on staff. They had all kind of tools and stuff, and he would take them in there and fix them all up, and then he would clean them up, and then he would mark them up, and he would resell them. And if anything happened to the automobile, you know, mechanically, you can bring it back, and he would work on it and fix it and get you back on the road. Great guy. And I bought a car. Matter of fact, I bought two cars from this gentleman, and he was referred by a friend of mine that bought three cars from this gentleman. And as we got to know each other, I found out that he had a huge debt collection problem, because it was one of those things where, come on in, you want a, you know, $3,000 car, give me $50 today and $100 a month, $25 a week or something like that. And he had several people that renege on that, but they still got his car. So then he has to go through the collection process and either to repo the car, which cost him money, or try to go after money they own him. This gentleman told me when I shared him this program, he said, I can use that just for the debt collection, he says, because I have probably, he said he had probably close to $600,000 to $1 million in outstanding debt over the years, you know. And I was like, $600,000? He was like, yeah. I was like, well, why aren't you going after that? And he said, it costs too much, and I don't have the time. You know, because a lawyer is going to charge you easily for a grouping of letters. So they might, you know, I know I did a little research, and there was a few that they'll write 10 debt collection letters for $1,000 a month. So you got to pay them $1,000, and then they'll write the debt collection letters. Well, most of the time, I mean, I've had debt collectors coming after me. Them letters don't work. Right? I'm not paying you just because you wrote me a letter. So there's some other things that have to happen. And then these debt collection companies, they take a huge chunk of what they collect. So he didn't see the value in it. I was like, wow. Then, showing what we do, he says, well, let me hire you, Aaron, and you use your program to collect my debt, and I'll pay you a percentage. Smart guy. So going at it alone, dangerous attitudes. Nearly 60% of small business owners who said they experienced a legal event in the past 2 years reported not hiring an attorney to help them. So they went at it alone, and that's a very dangerous attitude. 60%, guys, in the last 2 years. Remember, this is a study of companies 250 employees or less, over 1,000 were surveyed. That's a big number, 60%.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer, in your area where you are, 510, that's the Bay Area, just where you live, looking out your door, looking in the horizon, how many small businesses do you think that are right there within the bus system or walking system of where you live? Small businesses, mom and pop corner shops. How many, approximately? Jennifer, did you hear me? You got to unmute your phone. Jennifer, are you still there? She must be playing with her phone. I can't hear her anymore. Well, she'll come back soon. Let me ask you, listeners, look out your door and look at all the businesses that are out there and imagine 6 out of 10 are not protecting themselves, are not using attorneys. That's huge. How about this? Cost is a barrier to access, meaning owners reported spending an average of $7,600 in legal expenses per year, with 20% saying they spend $10,000 or more per year for legal help. See? Remember the four pillars, right? You have your business, your service, your product, whatever you're doing. You have people. You need people, right? You need money. And then legal. And what happens is if people, when they need to use legal, this is saying average $7,600. So that means you're greatly tapping in third leg, that money. And it really can cripple some small businesses. It says here in the survey that of the 13 million small businesses that said they had a significant legal event, 7 million, that's 54%, did not seek the help of an attorney. 3 million of them, that's 40%, cited the high cost as the reason. In fact, the cost of legal counsel was the number one contributor to a negative experience in working with a lawyer. The cost, not the fact that the lawyer wasn't able to help him. It was the cost of the lawyer. Jennifer, did we get you back?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. My phone just wigged out on me.
That's
sorry.
Okay. Well, I had posed a question. I don't know if you heard it. And I wanted to know, I know you're in the 5. Okay. You're in the 510, which is the Bay Area, Oakland, San Francisco area. What I wanted to do was ask you, from your knowledge of living there, if you were to look out your window at the horizon or out your door, in the bus route or the walking distance from your home, how many small businesses would you guess are in that around surrounding area? Just a rough guess.
Oh my goodness. Oh. 30?
30, right in the immediate area.
If I go within a couple of blocks each way, and that's only two ways because behind me is just residential. Yeah. If I go two blocks, I'd probably get 30 businesses.
Well, let me tell you,
Right.
That's two blocks, and I'm quite sure there's a lot of blocks out there, right?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, when I was in Arizona, all right, this is Maricopa County, and these numbers you can pull up for any county. It's a part of this census report. Maricopa County, which is one of the counties, in 2012, the population was 3,942,169 people. The households was 1,654,587 households just in the county. Those that were age 18, 1,013,137. So 1 million that were 18. How many businesses that were non-farm? All right, because you're in some farmland there, right? Businesses that were non-farm, 83,468 businesses. That's a lot of businesses just in one county.
Yeah.
And 60% of them, according to this survey, have not used lawyers. And 90% of that 60% said they didn't use them because of the cost. All right? 3 million small businesses cited high cost as the reason for not using an attorney. All right? Here's a better solution. All right? The most sought out after reason for seeking legal help by small businesses were debt collection and reviewing of contracts. and other business documents. Two prominent service covered under the Legal Shield business plan. So here's a legal service program. And then you got rocketlawyer.com, right? You got, what's that other, Zoom, legalzoom.com, where you can get some contracts and some documents, right? So there's programs out there that you don't have to leave yourself hanging. Say again, Jennifer, I'm sorry.
And pay for them. And pay for those services.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing's going to be free. I mean, you can go to the law library, but there's not going to be anyone there that you can take a contract and say, look at this for me, right?
Right. If I was a small business with all 10 things that you named out that we do for them that they don't have any help with, I would close my small business. That's too much to deal with. But we could keep the business in. We can keep the businesses open just with what we offer them and keep them profitable.
Right, because of the cost. You remove that cost, and that's the number one reason why they don't want to participate, because of the cost. Now, I'm not here on facesofsuccessradio.com, Aaron the Legal Guy, just talking business, to be selling Legal Shield. That's not my intentions, right? I participate with it because it makes sense. It's a smart business move, and I am a businessman. I have several businesses I have an umbrella business. And my wife and I have got some businesses, and I got some other people that want me to join them for some business ventures. I mean, 2016, you know, the second quarter is looking really great for the Gonzalez household. But I'm not going to go into any business without my attorney. Because that's one of the four major pillars: business, marketing, which is people, money to invest to make sure things work properly, and law. If you don't have one of those, you don't have business. Matter of fact, remember the conversation that I was having with that gentleman? He had a music business, and I attract a lot of music people because I have an extensive music background. At least I like to say that, right? But they overheard me talking, and then the conversation went to those four pillars. I educated them on those four pillars, and they all agreed with me. Did you have to have a company, an idea, a product, a service, or something? You have to have some people, because if people don't know about you, how are they going to buy anything? So that's marketing. You got to be able to market yourself, right? You can't just create a business and open the doors and expect people to just flock to you, right? You have to have a sign out front that say, I'm open. That's marketing. You have to have money, because money needs to be poured in to do the marketing, to supply what you need for the business. And you have to have law to protect it, so one legal situation doesn't knock you out. So what it came down to in the conversation, when they all agreed, so I said, if you're missing one of those four pillars, then you don't have a business. You have a hobby. Jennifer, would you agree with that?
Exactly. Yeah, that's right.
You have a hobby.
I can't expound upon it, but I totally agree, yeah.
All right. Well, that's all we're looking for, because this is education. You know, I'm not saying I'm right or I'm wrong, but from what I know, it makes sense. If you don't have a lawyer, somebody comes up and challenges you legally, then you got to go spend, what did they say in this survey? You got to go spend $7,600, and 20% of them said they spent $10,000.
Yeah.
That can knock some small businesses out. What if you have a small barber shop?
You're out the door.
And now you got to pay a $10,000 fine.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's right, Jennifer. That can shut you down. Right?
Yep.
Let's continue with the survey. All right. For a fraction of what a small business would pay a lawyer to handle a single issue, they can have access to their own dedicated law firm to discuss an unlimited number of legal issues, despite the numerous legal issues small businesses face. Here, listen to this. Fewer than 20% of American small businesses subscribe to a legal plan. Fewer than 20%. That means 8 out of 10 of them don't have what we're selling.
That's because they don't know that we are selling it. They don't know it's available.
And as you guys can tell, listeners, Jennifer is one of our is an agent of Legal Shields because she says they don't have what we're selling. So obviously, she is an agent, certified agent with Legal Shield to sell the small business plan and the employee benefit plan. So, and again, we're not on this show today to be selling Legal Shield. We're on this show today to say, get you something, right? Have something. And right now, from my viewpoint, this is the best thing, dollar for dollar. This is the best thing on the market right now. But go ahead and compare it with LegalZoom and Rocket Lawyer, Pocket Lawyer, the legal, you know, library. Go compare it. You know, I talked to a business owner this morning, and he asked, you know, what does that thing do exactly? And I said some things, and he said, well, will it help me with, I need to set up an LLC. Would it help me with that? I said, definitely will. He says, okay, I want to look into that, but right now I got an attorney that owes me about $100,000. So any legal issue I have, you know, he takes care of it. I said, you know what I said to him, Jennifer?
Mm-mm.
I said, then you should keep using him.
Right? I guess $100,000,
right? He owes you. Keep using him. But when I talk to him the next time I talk to him, because we didn't have a lot of time, I'm going to share with him, that's great that you have that. But still, even though he's prepaid, you still want to make sure he can take care of the areas of law that you need. Because if you have a tax issue and he's a family law attorney, I wouldn't be using
exactly.
him, even
exactly.
though it's free.
Yeah, lawyers only specialize in 102. Lawyers only specialize in 102. That's it.
That's it. That's it. Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Jennifer, because we're going to come back to that. But we want to welcome to the show Aaron, the Legal Guy, Just Talking Business, my co-host. And, man, we just said a prayer for you. And look at that. Our prayers went answered because you called in. GL, are you live or are you just listening?
No, I'm live. How you doing? And hello, everyone out there.
Hello.
Welcome, my brother. Hey, give our listeners, because you know we've been praying for you and for your lovely wife. Could you give us, are you able to give us any, you know, quick update on how you doing?
We're both doing well. She's actually with my granddaughter today out at the Louisville Zoo and on a field trip. So she's moving around. She's back to work, feeling good. She's still got some medical issues she's got to deal with as far as making sure the cancer's not coming back. So we're just making just taking the necessary precautions and just waiting for some follow-up results. But through the grace of God and through prayers and all the family and friends who's been supporting us and we're getting through it. So, it's you know, it's everything, even though we've always lived day-to-day, you know, but life goes on. Things, you know, life gets in the way. We had a little couple of setbacks, and like I announced on the on our team call the other night that I'm back full strength, and even though I still got some issues I got to deal with, even on my own, I'm going to work this into my schedule just like I did for the first 11 years. Now I'm on my 12th year, and I'm more happier and excited about all the things that are going on. So, you know, just for me and even my wife who's starting to get involved now, we just want to sit back and be a sponge, you know, to all the things that are the great things that are going on and kind of restart our business. Matter of fact, I'll be on that fast start training in about 20 minutes. So I'm excited about that since it's my day off from work. So I just want to just call in real quick and just say hello to everyone and just, you know, just thank everyone for all the great prayers. And I really appreciate, you know, everything that everybody from my job to you know, my church and community and things like that, just people who's been really, you know, inspiring and touching us. So we're back, and we're real excited about all this is going on.
Awesome. Thank you for that report, GL. Excited, and hang in there as long as you can. We are going to end the show at our normal time, which gives us just a couple minutes to chime in to that training because I'm going to be on it as well. But we're going through the decision analysis, legal needs of a small business, and we may not make it through it because there's so much information in this report, in this white paper report, and I'm going to start chopping it down and taking pictures of it and putting it on my Facebook page, because there's a lot of small businesses that have Facebook pages, and there's some small business communities, and I'm going to put this stuff on there because I think it's relevant to the success. It's almost like I got the cure for the common cold, and I'm doing everything that I can to get the word out there, you know, that, hey, here's something. If you're in business, seriously, you don't have a hobby, but you have a business, you need to have this program. Otherwise, you have a hobby, you know. So
yeah, we need to make this.
Thank you.
We need to make this program contagious.
Exactly. Exactly.
Make this program contagious for the common cold.
That's right. We gonna turn into a Legal Shield small business plan virus. We want to go viral with this thing, you know.
Yeah.
That's what we want to do. So anyway, back to the survey. This is awesome that we're doing this. It says here that, let's see, we're small businesses that subscribe to a legal plan, and it's any legal plan, Zoom, Pocket Rocket, any of them. For small businesses that subscribe to a legal plan, 100%, all of them, report they are satisfied with the services that they've received. That's awesome. 100% are satisfied with the services. Why would you be satisfied with the service? Because you're getting your legal needs met, and it's not costing you thousands of dollars. That just, again, makes sense, right?
Yep.
It just makes sense, right? So, of course, they're going to be satisfied. Now, some services covered under a Legal Shield. Okay, now they're going to go into some details about the plan, the Legal Shield plan, all right? Listen. And I want you to compare them to the needs. And let me go back to the 10, the most needs of small business: debt collection, contract review, document review, contract supplier disputes, internet security breaches, product liability issues, employee theft, tax audits, employee confidentiality issues, threats of consumer lawsuits. Here's what a Legal Shield small business plan includes. Legal consultation on an unlimited matter, right? That covers all those areas, because you can always talk about something right now, you know, about whatever issue you're covering. You can talk to an attorney. Business law expertise. Jennifer, what do you think that means? What do you think that means, business law expertise?
Well, it sounds pretty complicated to me, you know. It sounds like they just do exactly what all the small businesses need. They are experts at it.
Exactly. Now, what you said, well, let's get GL in on this. GL, what does it mean to you, business law expertise?
I mean, pretty much, I mean, to me, you know, if you just even just break down, you know, law, as just the word law. I mean, we live in a world of laws, and expertise basically is, you know, what you specialize in. You know, so if you take business and the fact that we live in a world of laws, and then you have that narrow gap of what a business may specialize in. You know, I'll give you an example. In high school, I took business law and business theory because I went to a magnet school. And does it all apply to what I know today? A lot of it does still, because no matter where you live or no matter where you are, you know, whether you're an independent business owner or maybe you're a business that has, you know, a couple of hundred employees, we all live under that same umbrella. You know, the tax codes, you know, we all live under those same tax codes. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the FTC, and if you're in the industry that's regulated, you know, no matter if you're working from home with a home-based business, or if you're working from, you know, a big industrial plant, you know, we kind of all follow the same laws. So, you know, when I think of expertise or business law expertise, you know, especially being a business owner myself, you know, it's kind of broad to me, and because there's so many different variations that you can fall under, and that's the reason why the service that you're talking about with Legal Shield, if you ever have those questions, you know, me personally, you know, as much as I love the internet, you know, the internet is the one place in the world I would not ever want to go to get legal advice, because there may be some advice that was written, you know, 10 or 15 years ago, and it has nothing to do with the jurisdiction I live in. You know, I live in Southern Indiana. You know, and I can get on the bridge, and I'm in downtown Louisville in 5 minutes. But Louisville's in Kentucky.
Right.
As a small business owner, if something happens to me in Kentucky, has, you know, I'm kind of stuck, you know, because maybe the situation that happened in Kentucky may not, you know, apply to the state that I live in. So if I don't have representation in over in Kentucky, that's an issue. That's a legal issue.
Yep.
You know, so even as a business owner, you know, and I'm going to end it with this, just as a business owner, I don't care if you have one employee or you're the only employee, or you got a conglomerate of companies, you know, like a Donald Trump, you know, you need to have affordable access to your rights. This is, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. To me, that's a no-brainer. Because you're not, just like you're not promised tomorrow, you're not promised that at the end of the day, somebody's not going to try to sue you, or somebody's going to sit there and try to maybe, accuse you of something, or maybe return something that they think that might be defective. You never know as a business owner what's going to happen. So you always need to make sure not only you got affordable access to your rights as a business owner, you need to make sure you got affordable access to your rights for your family. You owe your family that, for
right.
I'm concerned.
That's right.
You know, you owe them that. You know, because if something happens
exactly.
to you as a business owner, you pass away and you don't have a will. You know, now you got two situations going on. You don't have any protection for your family, and your business is out there. You know.
That's right.
So as a business owner, I think that's very important. I don't care if you're, you know, like I said, you work from home, or if you work from home, you know, you need to have a will. If you own a company that got buildings, you need to have a will. You know, those kind of the things that when I look at business law expertise, those are the things that you really need to kind of hone in on. You know, and you can work around a lot
right.
of the other stuff. Those are the things that are most important to me as an independent business owner.
Well, GL, let me jump in real quick, because we just had a new caller call in, someone that I met, and I was excited. I sent him a text message. He has a few minutes to be with us. This is Mr. Matt Wright. Is this you?
Yeah. Hey, Aaron, how are you this afternoon?
I am blessed. Thank you for asking, Matt. You guys, this is Mr. Matt Wright. He is a professional agent of insurances. He works with a firm called Blue Ridge Benefits LLC right here where I live in North Carolina. And I ran into him last night, and we were at a dinner seminar, and they talked about health stuff, kind of like what you were just talking about, GL. If you have a business and you're not prepared, what can happen? But they talked about if you're just not prepared for getting old, you know, because this was a three-part series on, you know, what we need to be prepared for getting old, because we're all going to get old. As a matter of fact, they had a slogan out there that says either you're going to die too soon, you're going to become ill, or you're going to live too long. Are you prepared for it, right? So we got Matt on the line, an insurance professional. And Matt, what we're talking today, and I'm going to throw it at you, is we're talking about legal needs of the small business. But I know you're not an attorney, you're not in the legal area, you're in the insurance area. So why don't you, Matt, I'm going to give you the line, because I know you got you know, probably not a lot of time. Actually, we don't either. We only got 10 minutes left on the show. But talk about who you are, Matt, and give us some feedback on what you think, you know, in the small business community, if you even play in that space, I don't know if you do or not, give us some of your thoughts about the needs. Let's just switch it, not the legal needs, but the needs of that small business owner.
Absolutely, yeah. A lot on the plate right now in terms of the health insurance world, and it's not just for young, but it's for the older folks. It's for young folks, too. You know, we've got this ACA legislation out there telling employers their employees have to have health insurance, and, of course, that's a big decision. You know, if I'm a larger company, 50 and up, I have to offer it to my employees. If I'm a smaller company, I don't have to offer it. It's cost prohibitive. Most of those folks are going off to the marketplace. So right there as a business owner, that's a pretty major decision. Do I want to recruit and garner high-quality people by offering health insurance? Or do I, you know, liberate those folks and let them go off to the marketplace to find their own? That in and of itself is a huge decision. On the other side of things, as employees within an organization move on in years and approach that 65 benchmark, which means eligibility for Medicare, then the decision is, you know, do we continue to offer group insurance to those folks 65 and older or not? And if we do not, then there are just a lot of opportunities for individuals on the Medicare side to let those folks make their own decisions. And our organization is key on all of those things. You know, we really like to sit down and, right. and listen to folks' opportunities and where they sit and offer the very best avenue for those folks to make those decisions. Everybody is unique. And I'm sure, Aaron, you've talked about every legal situation that's out there, and those pose very unique scenarios as well. So it's up to us as the professionals to listen carefully to what folks' situations are, be aware of what the options are, and counsel and advise accordingly.
Well, Matt, I appreciate that. It's right on target. Matt, real quickly, tell folks how they can get in touch with you, because this is one thing we do on Aaron, the legal guy, Just Talking Business. If I ever have a professional on the line, I want our listening audience to know how they can get in touch with you. So here's the time you get a chance to give any contact information. Of course, this is radio, so you might want to say it slow and say it twice.
Absolutely.
Where people
sure.
can write it down and get back to you. Go ahead, Matt.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Aaron. I do appreciate that. Again, our organization is Blue, just like the color, Bridge, like the structure, crosses a river, and Benefits. I can be reached locally at area code 336-655-1897. Again, that is 655-1897. I'm a local agent in Winston-Salem, High Point, Lexington area. I'm able to help, you know, folks in any area of the triad, really. Happy to meet at our office or talk, you know, primarily through the phone, and then we'll set up something, whatever works for people. Again, that's Matt Wright, last name W-R-I-G-H-T, with Blue Bridge Benefits, 655-1897. Really appreciate the opportunity, Aaron. Means a lot.
Hey, no problem, man. This is what we do. We want to, you know, get the small business community together, talk about as many things as we can talk about, because people are out there wanting to do what we're doing. They want to have the freedom of their home-based business or their own business. They want to be an owner, right? But there's some challenges that would come with that, and if we can express to get them prepared, then I think they can have a better opportunity for success. I really believe
that. Sounds great.
So, Matt, I don't want to hold you. If you can stay, we got about 5 more minutes. We're going to stay on. If you got to go, I really appreciate you. I will be calling you because you and I got to get together for some coffee.
That's
but again,
great.
This is Matt Wright. Go ahead.
I'll listen for the rest of the show. Thanks a lot.
Okay. No problem. And, guys, this is Matt Wright with Blue Ridge Benefits LLC. He can be reached at 336-655-1897. If you have any contacts that are in business or not in business, just people, period, you know, in the North Carolina triad market, he's your guy. You know, give him a call. He can help. He sat in with me on this presentation. He and I had a chance to talk after, and it was great. So make sure you take advantage of that. So I didn't think we would get off topic. Oh, yeah, let me, I got two more bullet points here. Debt collections, and that was one of the top 10, debt collections, and up to 75 hours of trial defense services, including 15 hours of pretrial and 60 hours of trial times were covered with that program. So those were five bullet points that are covered. And remember, the 10 issues were debt collections, contract review, document review, contract supplier disputes, internet security breaches, product liability issues, employment theft, tax audits, employee confidentiality issues, and threats, consumer lawsuits. Those were, according to this white paper, this study of over 1,000 small businesses reached out to, what was it, 1 point something million companies, 250 employees or less. This study shows that these were the concerns, the challenges they had. And I'm a small believer in the small business community. I think this country was founded on the small business community. I say it often that my barber has a small shop. There's only two chairs in it and a sink. And when this country went through what it went through, she wasn't asking the government for a handout to do anything. You know, she just rearranged some stuff and she kept on going business as usual. And I think the small business community needs to be aware when there's opportunity to leverage people like a Matt Wright that will really go in and show you how to set that package up for your medical costs and some of your insurances, because people don't know what they don't know. And when we have people that do know, we must do our job to refer them to our clients, right, to our neighbors, to our family members. Because I don't want to be that person that's in a function and I hear somebody talking about somebody that I know personally that's struggling in one of these areas where I have a resource. I would feel really bad. You know, I really take what I do very seriously. It's almost like I'm morally obligated to share the good word. And we established that on my sales team. Everybody feels that way. Otherwise, it's going to be a challenge. And I will tell you, it will be a challenge in you in the business world if you don't put your morals in the right place. Any one of the listeners that are on the line want to comment on that as we close out the show? Jennifer, you, any comments on that as we get ready to close out?
None that I can think of. You do a really good job. Just send me the info on all those bullet points because I need that.
I will definitely do. As a matter of fact, I'll send you the entire study. It's not that long. It's only maybe eight pages. So it's not that long. And I have it in the PDF. I'll happily send you that study.
Thank you
very
much.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, no problem. This is Aaron Louise Guy, Just Talking Business. We do this every single Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. You can be reached at facesofsuccessradio.com. We have a whole listing of shows that go on throughout the week. Please go to the website, see what's going on. You might see something you enjoy. And then be a part of our listening community. And don't forget, we got the big extravaganza going on in Reno, Nevada. It's our first ever sponsored event. It's going to be awesome. It's June 4th, June 5th. It's the old school celebrity reunion dinner and award ceremony at the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno, Tahoe. Evelyn Champagne King's going to be there, Climax, Blue Magic, some really old school icons in the music R&B industry. We're giving tributes to Marvin Gaye and Robert Brookins, which is a local guy in Sacramento that we all know and love. He passed away a few years now. And it's going to be our first ever doing it. We're really excited about it. You can call 866-458-5523, get all the information, or go to facesofsuccessradio.com, and it's all over the website. Again, thank you for joining in. God bless everybody. We will talk to you next week, and we will continue on this topic, what's going on between the ears of business owners. How do they think? How do they react? And then what do they need to stand prepared so they can stay in business? So thank you very much for tuning in. This is Aaron the Legal Guy with my co-host GL, Just Talking Business. Have a glorious day. God bless everybody. Tune in next week. Thank you guys
Take
for
care.
Calling in and talking. Thank you, Matt, and thank you, Jennifer and GL. Have a great day, guys.
Bye now.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.